the other one being a nutless coward that's afraid of his wife.
You can't be pants, Tropicale. You can be a packer.
Probably Skinner is a wiener. The idiot in the Camry on Patton Road passing traffic in the wrong lane.
You're a little scared. You're scared of your wife. I get it.
Who was the most underutilized, like, you know, wrestler in the WWF, WCW?
We're into the mission. It's brought to you by J&J Figures. The headbangers are Teflon. A little bit of trophies. It's been a bit torturous. How much of your artwork I have on my body, Tropic? In association with the Shining Losers Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots. I am Handsome Kevin. I'm with the Ginger Bear. Lady Frost, it looks like was what his hat says, so I guess he's
Lane Frost.
Yep, Lady Frost.
Like your pokes. Lady Frost, you
he's,
prick.
He's going through some changes.
I will steal your pokes hat back, you prick.
He's going through some changes. I love him anyways. He's my island boy. Tropicale, man. I heard that the beach might be freezing over, man. Tell me about it.
Well, the cold front that is, I guess, striking the country right now, like all the winter storm, winter weather, I'm hoping that we're going to avoid what they initially thought we were going to be getting. Like, at first they were like, oh, it's going to be real bad. Like, you know, lots of problems. But yeah, it seems that the worst of it has shifted above us.
Good.
So.
Yeah, it hasn't. It ain't shifted here, man. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
It ain't shifted here at all. It is. It's been a bit torturous in the north.
Well, I checked this morning at the temperature because I have Schaefer on my phone, like, just to see, hey, what the weather's like,
yeah,
you know, where you're at. And I looked and I asked the wife, I just kind of chuckled. She thought, what? I said, all right, how many degrees difference do you think our temperature is versus Kevin's right now?
Yeah, yeah.
And so she was like, what is our temperature? I was like, it's 28. She's like, is he single digits? I said, nah. She's like, I think she said like 20 degrees or something like that. I said, no, it's 50 degrees different. Like, it's minus 22 there.
Yeah, man. And yesterday we actually did hit negative 50 with the wind chill kicking and everything, man. It is rough cold here, man. Oh, it is rough.
It said
cold.
It felt like minus 36 on the phone.
Yeah. And that's not even like the coldest that I've experienced here. You know what I mean? They're shutting things down, and you know it's cold. And I think I told you this is when they're shutting down ski hills, it's cold, right? If they say, "Hey, it is too cold for you to be skiing." It's cold. They were canceling like hockey gatherings and stuff like that. Like,
wow.
Yeah. So like in hockey, like those guys go to the rink always. They're saying, no, don't go to the rink. Everything was shutting down, man. Not me though. I still go to the office. That's my thing, but not the coldest I've seen it. They shut the entire, like the governor, mayor, whoever the hell it is, came out and said like, hey, everything's closed tomorrow. And that was like, it was like a negative 70, God, it was like negative 71 or something like that. And they just said, nope, nobody's going out and doing anything. And that was, I want to say that was 5, 6, 7 or 8 years ago, something like that. So, yeah, it gets cold up here, man. It gets cold.
Risk. Risk.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. And I remember being happy that I didn't have to go to work that day. I was okay with that, man. I was A-okay with that. The weird things happen when it gets that cold. Like, just weird things happen. Like, especially with the wind kicking up the way it was. Like, you hear the house crack, and you feel like it's going to explode. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird, man. It's just weird. So, we're making our way back out of it though, Tropicale. The lawn is frozen. I'll tell you that. And I don't know. I mean, when it's this frozen, if I don't like him, maybe I just want him to. Maybe I want him on the lawn. You know what I mean? Maybe you can sit on the lawn in the situation.
But then they'll get frozen there, and it's just
yeah,
it's a whole big thing.
Yeah, but then you could do like that, the Sub-Zero, like fatality on them, right? Just kick them and they just bust apart.
I mean, it's going to have to get a lot colder than what you've got, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like we'll a lot colder.
Okay. All right, man. I'm with you. Why don't we get into it, man? Why don't we exercise the demons, kick some sad, sorry sex off the lawn? Tropical, the lawn is yours.
Do I start with you? That's the question. There's
no reason to kick me off.
Yep, I'm going to start with you. Because I got fire for this. This is more fun. Giving New York teams the business for their mascots. When you pull for the Packers, like you have no, like when you were giving the Knicks the business on the last year of Duke and Rogue.
Whoa, but, I didn't give the business. I just said it was a weird name, right? They're the Pants.
Yeah, the Packers.
Yeah.
Weird name.
That's a thing. That's a thing. You can do that. You can be a Packer. Yeah.
Yeah. But weird thing.
You can't be Pants, Tropical. You can be a Packer.
Duke, I'm just, yeah, you're off the lawn for that, you and me. Fake IDs, you said something about, you know, got caught with a girl with a fake ID, which isn't illegal. Yes, it is. Fake IDs are illegal, very much so, Kevin.
See, Tropical, I'm going to have you turn on your listening ears from now on, because what I said was not for Marty. The girl having a fake ID isn't illegal for Marty, man. Tropical, you got to come on, buddy.
Yeah.
You're better than that.
Skinner is a winner, son. Probably Skinner is a wiener.
No. Skinner is a winner.
Come on, Toot.
And then you giving hunting advice is rich. Like, just in general, like talking about skinning and hunting seasons and all this. Like, that's just rich to me. But doesn't even know what points on a buck are. Like, if I wouldn't have stopped Rhiannon, like, she would have just annihilated. You know, you've got to measure it. You got to send it off and all this. And Kevin's like, okay, I don't know anything.
Well, damn it. I don't know. Was I giving hunting pointers?
Well, you were talking about Skinner, like hunting season and all this. Yeah. And you got to do this and you got to do that. And I was just like, no, Kevin, don't take any advice from Kevin on hunting.
Nah. I think you're safe. If you think you're safe,
especially alligators, like that's the thing. Like, of all the things, like Kevin doesn't know snakes, let alone alligators.
I could definitely pick an alligator out of amongst snakes.
And then Skinner would not be hunting for sustenance. Like he's a trapper. Like he's going to get skins. He probably doesn't care what happens to the rest of it. Like he's a Skinner. He just wants the skin. Second.
That's a
you don't have to eat the meat.
Wait, no. What? That's an occupation?
Yes.
A Skinner is an occupation.
Yes. Yes.
No way.
Oh yeah.
It's a thing. You can be a Skinner. Like this is a thing that you can be, and you're not going to eat you're not going to eat the meat of the kills.
Skinners are not necessarily worried about that. Some may retrieve it, but some of them are just getting the skins off. They may be sending it somewhere else to be processed, but.
So a Skinner is that was actually a job.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Like if you're hunting alligators, like the alligator skin, you're trying to harvest that. I mean, yes, you can get alligator meat, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the alligator skins, you're trying to harvest it correctly. Like it's a highly skilled position. Like it's no,
okay.
It's no slouch.
Well, son of a bitch. I had no idea.
Yeah. This one makes me mad. The Rock and Roll Express over Midnight Express. You are. Are you a 13-year-old girl from the 80s or something?
Oh, Ricky Martin, he's so hot.
Rock take and roll over Midnights.
Yeah. Take the rock and roll. Deal with it. Lady Frost.
Just you are the worst. It's like, you really don't know wrestling, do you? That's what I put behind that one. Like, after the 13-year-old girl from the 80s, that's my statement. It's like I was voiced a like text here on the notepad. And then the foundation of a home is the most important part. That's why they were called the Heart Foundation, like of Jimmy Sable. He called them the Hart Foundation, both tying into the name, and they were the foundation of his stable. You chose.
Listen to me, Tropical. But see, in my mind, my head went to foundation like a nonprofit, right?
Right.
Which is definitely a thing.
Yes, there are foundations and things like that, but
right. So, like, you're making total sense, Tropical. Stay with me. Yeah. But I don't think I deserve to get kicked off the lawn for any of these so far.
Rock and roll over Midnight Express. Yes.
No.
Why don't you go outside and cool them long things?
Hey, yeah, take it easy, woman.
It says Lane.
Yeah. L-A-D-Y Lane, right? So Tropical. What was I talking about, Lady Frost? The
Hart Foundation.
Hart Foundation. Yeah, yeah. So that's like a, I always thought like the foundation would be like a nonprofit or like an awareness or, you know what I mean? Like that's what sort of foundation is. And then
it
you're,
can be.
Right, but right. So that's
the right foundation of a house, strong, important.
Yeah, no arguments there. I'm sure it is. But, like, I was thinking not about being, you know, Bob the Builder. I was just thinking about, you know, doing good, being, you know, being a good humanitarian.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who I am.
Let's see. I wrote it this way. The idiot in the Camry on Patton Road passing traffic in the wrong lane. Like two lanes of traffic coming at you, and he's passing, like, we're going in a gate, lanes are backed up, and he's passing people and honking his horn at the people oncoming toward him.
Yep, yep.
Because they're the prick. That guy. Let's see, there's the Arsenal security guard at the Toff Toy exit where it drops the speed limit there, and he's pulling people over, like, because, like, as you're going to the new speed limit, like, he's clocking you. Oh, I clocked you at this. And
yeah.
Just like riding tickets.
Sitting at a change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. I had a bird in a silver Nissan at OG school that almost hit the car in front of her and me, like, as well, like, we're in line. And she comes whipping in the side rather than go through the normal entrance of the parking lot to try to beat the people that were already turning in.
Yeah.
And, like, it set off the closeness sensor in my truck. That's how close she got to hitting me and the car that was in front of, like, beside, you know, kind of in front of me, but beside me. Like, it set off those. Like, that bird.
Well, she's more important than Tropical.
You right, know. Right. I swear, it's like the being back in the office. They can't get enough meetings. I got triple booked the other day, and it was like, well, we've got to have you here. Like, you've got to be here. You got to be here. You got to get on the Teams call. You got to do this. You got to do that. This past week, I probably had 25 meetings on my schedule.
Jesus.
Yeah. Of the meetings on my schedule, two were for our division that are weekly. That, hey, makes sense.
Yep.
One was my appraisal, like the annual appraisal with the boss.
Okay.
Got to do that. That's easy enough.
Of course.
Maybe two others were needed.
Okay.
Or I was even needed at them. That's how insane it was this week. But it's like, oh, well, we got to have you call in. Then, oh, well, since you're here, we'll ask this question. And it makes no sense. And like, you obviously don't know what you're talking about. And you're speaking to our customers. Like, and clearly not knowing what you're talking about. Like, this is
rough.
Yeah. So those, the Walmart, a few minutes, you know, hour or so ago, the bird with 7 gallons of milk and like half the chip aisle and all that stuff in her buggy because, you know, there could be ice. So I'm going to buy everything. And then you know, I wish you luck, you know, with those milk sandwiches and everything like that. That's
I'm still trying to figure that out, Tropical, because again, I'm not a milk guy, and like, what if she was a big lady?
Yeah.
How many? So, like, what if she has a house of like, maybe what if there's 10 people in her house? Is that an acceptable 7 gallons? Is that acceptable?
No.
That's not acceptable. Okay. I was just trying to figure out like where the line is.
Because it doesn't last that long. Like if you drink that much, that's a, you're talking like a gallon, almost a gallon per person, you know, in like 2 days.
That's probably not. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I don't drink milk. So.
Yeah. But yeah, just that, the parking lots, like people leaving buggies in the middle of the driving lanes just because.
Yeah.
Like they push it out from their car. And just pushed it away. Didn't even look where it was going. And it was like in the middle of the road. It's amazing how you get things like this. And then the last one, just for today, because we tried to record this morning and it's evening now. The technical difficulties that Kevin and I are experiencing right now can get right off the lawn. Cause
yeah.
I don't know why.
We usually do just fine on these, Tropical. Usually yes. We just fire them up, sit down. Hey, man, how's it going? We're going to talk about this, and this. Away we go. Mm-hmm. Today was not happening at all, man. It was not happening. So.
Yeah, I'm not using the normal laptop, so if the sound quality is poorer, Duke, I apologize, sir. I've got to figure this thing out.
Yeah, I'm not apologizing for you, Tropical. That was easy, man. That was an easy lawn. I'm happy. I still think maybe you should stop driving, like just altogether, just because a lot of your lawn is driver centric, and you just road rage in Tropical. Is that an issue for you?
It's the idiots on the road, like the guy driving down the wrong.
You know,
you talk about people pulling in the middle of a turnout spot and then backing up traffic and stuff. So.
I understand. I understand. So Tropical, I'm gonna start off with this one here. So I'm down a couple pounds, right? About 60 pounds. And I told my wife today that I might have to put some weight back on because clearly, people just can't effing see me anymore. I'm at Costco and I can't tell you how many just silly bitches are bumping into me, standing right in front of me, pulling out their cart, and then just stopping in front of me, Tropical. Now, Tropical, you can see me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, I'm not a giant guy, right? Not a big guy, right? 5'8"-ish, depending on what shoes I'm wearing, right? Don't give me that look. That's what it says on my ID. So about 5'8", right? And I'm right around, you know, 180-ish, 170-ish, you know, not 70s, high 70s, you know, whatever, depending on the day, depending on how much, how many trips to Rancho Loco I have. But Tropical, how is this acceptable, man? How is this acceptable? Like, we were in Costco, and I said openly, I looked at my wife and I said, I'm going to have to put some weight back on because clearly nobody can mother effing see me. And then we kept on walking, Tropical, and it happened again. Like, what the hell's going on, Tropical? What the hell is happening? And the best part is I get home, right? I get home and I turn to put something in the fridge. And guess who's standing right the F in front of me? My wife. Because now she can't see me. And I started laughing. I said, yep, no, I clearly, my bad. I'm gonna go to Burger King. I'll be back. Like, what the hell is happening, Tropical? It was crazy. It seemed like every turn, or at least, like, you're in Costco. You know, Costco run will take anywhere between, what, half an hour, 40 minutes, just depending on. And it happened more times than I can count. Right? One time would have been, I'll kick you off the lawn. But it happened enough times where, like, they all kind of bled together. How is this possible, Tropical?
It's one of those things, because that's the same with anywhere we go. Like, people are just oblivious, like, because I'm not a little guy.
No.
I am not. I am very hard to miss. And, like, at times, I have a red sweatshirt on right now.
Mm-hmm.
At times, I have louder shirts than this, like, as far as on, just, and people run all, oh, I'm like.
it's nuts. It's nuts, man. It's silly. Stop it. Knock it off. I'm here, right? I'm here. just let me be here. Golly, where do I want to go, Tropical? Where do I want to go? I got kind of a big one. I got kind of a big one today. I'm gonna do a light one while I loosen up here for the big one, Tropical.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a big one coming. All right. Gotta loosen up. Weather, Tropical, and I'm not gonna complain about it. Right. It gets super cold where I live, and I like where I live. Right. The people are generally very kind to one another. Our weather is all over the map, Tropical. It can be 100 degrees and it can be negative 70 degrees, right? There is a big jump from this point to this point. Now, Tropical, then you got the wind chill and everything like that. It freezes, right? Freezes. That's it. Mm-hmm. Tropical, do you know one thing that I don't believe is an excuse for you not to go to work?
What's
the
that?
Cold. The cold.
Okay.
Right? Get to work. Go to effing work, right? You can't, like, you know, Tropical, other things too, like, find a way. My car won't start. Guess what? Even in my small town of northeastern Minnesota, central east, whatever you want to say, we have a bus service. All you got to do is call them. Hey, I need a ride. They come pick you up. They drop you off. You'll be fine. I just. Figure it out, but never will it be acceptable to say, I don't think I'm gonna make it in. It's cold. Go to hell. Warm up there, you bitch. Jameson, the character Jameson from early WWF. Hate it. I can get off my lawn. I don't know if he's alive. I never did figure that out or not. But like I said, on the year of Duke and Rogue, wherever he is, I hope he's 6 feet under. I hate that character. Now, Tropical, here's the one that, we'll see how this goes. We're talking wives again, Tropical. Now, we're talking wives again. Now, you kind of kicked your wife. You skirted around kicking your wife off the lawn, right? You're a little scared. You're scared of your wife. I get it. You're right. You're just one big pussy, Tropical. That's what you are. But Tropical, I'm not, right? I got a set of nards on me. I got long nards. So guess what? My wife off the lawn. See you later. Have fun. See you around. I'll catch you on the other side and not on my lawn. You know why, Tropical? You know why?
Why is that?
Because, Tropical, we collect, right, Tropical? You and I, we collect things. Right. We collect some action figures, maybe some football cards, right? That's our collection. That's what we love. That's what we enjoy, right? And we hang on to these things. These are our things, right? We display them. We take pride in them. We walk into the office. We look around. It makes us happy. These are our things, Tropical, right? And we get a couple of them, right, every now and again, right? We have a segment on the show called Trophies, right, to discuss what we picked up since we last hung out. Now, Tropical, never, ever have I made like a post and said, anybody want any of these for free? Never, right, Tropical? You've never done that. I've never done that. I never will do that, Tropical. Now, what happened is my wife made a post online with a bunch of books, Tropical. A bunch of books. And each book said, does anybody want these? Let me know. Giving them away, Tropical. Giving them away. I go to grab one action figure, and I'm asked if I really need another action figure, Tropical. Meanwhile, we're buying three books just to give them away 2 months later. Talk to me, Tropical. Explain this logic to me, right? And I'm not even like, what are you going to do with the book, right? You don't really reread fiction books, do you? Do people do? I don't know if they do that or not. I'm not sure. I don't read fiction, but like, you put them on your shelf, right? Isn't that like it's like a badge of honor? Like, I got that one. I read that book. Like, talk to me, Tropical. And if I'm wrong, go ahead, let me know. But we're spending a lot of money on books and then just giving away the books. We could just give away the money.
I've there's been a handful of books that I've reread just because I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah.
There's been some that I've reread multiple times, even like got the audiobooks and listened to it again, like just because I enjoy the story, like little things about it.
Yeah.
Typically I'm looking at most of these books that I have in my office spread out throughout that. If I've read them, it's on the shelf, and but only when I need to clear space for like wrestling figs do I, I may just end up donating some of these or something, but there'd be books that I did not, like it wasn't life changing for me or anything. It was just, okay.
Yeah.
But for the most part, no, I don't. I don't get rid of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So like, and I'm like, I just get confused. It's nice, right? Nice lady, nice gal giving away things, right? Wants people to also experience these books, I guess, that she has read, but like, and I'm not like saying don't read, right? Don't not like keep reading your books, right? You like your books.
Yeah.
She reads a lot, which is nice. Like it's good. She likes to read. Smart lady. But we're just giving them away, right? Like, can't we say like, hey, anybody looking for this author books? I got all of them. You want to give me $2 a book? I'd be happy, right? Could we get something back for them? Like something, not nothing. You know, Tropical. I don't, because then you know you sell all these books. Maybe that can go into your book fund, right? And then you can buy another book. You know what's going to happen, Tropical, is I'm going to get my ass kicked because of figs, right? That's what's going to happen. Isn't that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like there could be a run-in at any time, like the Shining Wizards, where you get obliterated now.
Son of a bitch. So that could get off my line. That's another one way. So, yeah, Tropical, punch me live, right, on the show. A run-in.
It was a flash, just like, and then bam.
Yeah, that's what she does. Oh, man. Yeah, she can get off my lawn. She can get off my lawn.
Pearl Harbor job there.
It was, Gorilla Monsoon, you saw it. I was sitting there, and the door opens up. She runs in. I yell no. She punches me in the nads and runs out. I did rewatch it. It was pretty funny. Like, I'll give her that. Like that. But no, that could get off my lawn, Tropical. I don't understand it. And it's okay, right? Sometimes it's okay that I don't understand things. But like, are books valuable? Is that a thing?
Some are. So they do have to be like first edition. But like your paperbacks and stuff.
Yeah, not
like,
really.
I would say throw $1 on them, like just as a, you know, hey, give me $1 for this or $2 for a hardback, and
okay.
Recoup something.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems weird. Seems weird to me. I've all the books that I've ever read in my life, I own, right? They've gone nowhere. They're mine. That seems weird, Tropical. Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. She's doing nice things, but she can do nice things on somebody else's lawn. So, Tropical, where do you want to go, man? You got a question? You want to load that question up, brother?
I do have a question.
Let's hit me.
Get this thing. Well, if I get it opened back up here. No, I don't want to sign this right now. So we talked about the maneuvers last time. As far as wrestling goes, you know, we talked about like what maneuvers we missed. Who was the most underutilized, like, you know, it could be from our childhood, adolescence, and stuff. Underutilized wrestler in the WWF, WCW. Like, you could have done so much more than you did.
Boy, what a wide... That leaves things wide open, man. Because then now we're talking about, like, I mean, think about my favorites, right? They all could have been more utilized, right?
Right.
I mean, Bobby B, I guess he had a great run as a champion, but like Savio could have been hell of a lot more. Like Savio's the man. One guy that comes to mind, Johnny B. Badd. Johnny B. Badd was super, like, he was a super popular character in WCW, and it seems like there was something more there, or could have been something more there. That's one that definitely sticks out. Alex Wright, I always thought. Alex Wright in WCW, it's just the way that they brought him in and packaged him, it kind of killed him, right? Like right out of the gate, like he's a guy that likes the dance clubs and that's it.
Yeah.
Like even the name Das Wunderkind is awesome. That's a cool name, right? You could leave that, but just don't have him like he's a club dancing guy. That didn't work for me.
Yeah, that's right up there with like the whole thing. They did a 3-man band.
Yeah.
With Heath Slater as the leader, and you had Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre as his cronies in a 3-man band.
Yeah, yeah.
Granted, there's some fondness there, but like, you know, Drew was supposed to, at that time, supposed to have been the next big thing for Vince. Yeah. I got to thinking about it, and I was like, man, one of the ones, he had a great run, but could have been just so much more. Was Razor. Like, you know, he was that benchmark guy where when they were going to see if you could go to the next level, we're going to put you against Razor and see what you got, like, to put on a show. And he willfully did that job. Now, yeah, he had the IC title, has some fame, but the dude had the look, had everything, could have been world champion, is where my mind is going. That, you know, I look at a lot of those particular areas that, like, oh, he could have been something else. Rick Rude in WWF is a big one for me, that you could have done more with him, but you weren't going to put him over Hogan.
Nope.
You know, at that time. And Hogan's run was so long that when Rude left, like, he immediately skyrocketed up the card at WCW before he got injured.
Yeah.
Because you know, he held the big gold.
Boy, I suppose.
But that was some. And then Rick Martel.
Yeah, Martel's a good one. Yeah.
Is the biggest one to me. Like, I'm just trying to think of different examples. But Rick Martel was one that, and I know Vince didn't like his heel champion, but that dude could go. Like, I've been accumulating a shelf of people that I enjoyed just going back and watching. Like, I've got figs of people that watching wrestling of them. Like, and that was one that Rick Martel is way up on that list of. He could do, you know, basically anything you asked him to. He could make, you know, some of the worst performers look like $1 million. He sold. He had the athleticism. He could carry a match. So just could have done more. But, yeah, I've been amassing a shelf of wrestlers that I enjoyed watching.
Yeah.
Like the performers. And some of them are not like the overly technical wrestlers. I mean, one of them is Chris Benoit. He's on that show, but I enjoyed watching him. I've got Gunther on there. I've got HBK. I've got Santino Marella on there because I like, it's one of those that Dolph Ziggler, Bobby Roode, Steven, you know, that kind of stuff. But that's one of the ones that Rick Martel, I dug him, man. Like he was something. And to be the AWA champ, like the baby face, the white meat baby face that he and Tito Santana were together. But you never, his most memorable match, if you think about it, what is his most memorable match?
Martel?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people point to the blindfold match.
Yep. That's everybody that I've mentioned him to. It's like, oh yeah, he had that blindfold match with Jake. I'm like, well, yeah, but he had
a lot of good matches.
A lot of good matches, and there's a lot of underrated stuff that he did. Like the Weasley, conniving, sneaky heel, like the heel, it's good stuff.
Yeah, and that's, I think with Martel, one of my favorite things that he did was the when he was working with Booker T.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a nice series of matches there with Booker T that I remember very fondly. You said Dolph Ziggler, and that's a sweet tug, because Dolph Ziggler should have been, in my mind, a multi-time champion because of how damn good he was in the ring and on the stick. There was... Guy can do anything. So him not being a multi-time champion is is crazy to me. Like, his run should have been more memorable when he did have the strap. And it was one of those things where I always thought, like, okay, well, he'll be at the top of the card for years to come. And he just ended up not being. So it was just kind of a weird thing, just knowing how talented he is.
Well, that was the one that I know I saw the interview with Charlotte Flair talking about. Her dad stopped whatever he was doing backstage. If Dolph Ziggler was wrestling, he wanted to watch the match.
Yeah.
Like, there's,
I should tell you something.
Yeah. The wrestler, like, when they stop because they want to watch your match. And that was kind of the general consensus I heard from everybody on Dolph Ziggler, was like, yeah, you stopped to watch him because it was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, guy was way too talented. Way too talented, Tropico. I like that. That's good. There's a lot of different, like, guys I think you probably point to over time throughout the throughout history and just be like, well, that guy could have really, he could have done something. They could have done, you know, and you see it happen a lot. But like, it's not usually guys with all the tools.
Yeah.
And like, you talk about Dolph Ziggler had all the tools.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy Tropico.
Man, oh, yeah.
That's good. I like that. That's a good question. Good question, my man. We got to do a mission, don't we? We got to do a mission. We got to do a... This is going to be a fun... This is going to be a fun little mission here, Tropical, because, you know, we go through this the time, right? We're looking at this figs, and we're looking at this figs, and we're looking at these figs. We've looked at a lot of figs. I don't know how many we've looked at since we started this show, Tropical. We're at episode 121, so we've looked at quite a few figs. This is a special one, man. This is a special one, which I'm pumped about. We're new to the mission. It's brought to you by J&J Figures. Follow them across social media platforms. It is at J-A-N-D-J Figures. You go to their website, jjfigures.com. Get yourself some collector coins. Sign up to that mailing list. You can be like me. I'm signed up with multiple email accounts. Had no idea. I get all kinds of J stuff, man. You want to talk J's? Talk to me. I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to the J's. Fig Drop Friday, man. Every Friday, they got the figs just dropping. They're dropping. Kaboom. But you got to be quick. Got to be quick on Fig Drop Friday. Otherwise, you're going to miss out. Hopping to Whatnot. They're running a Whatnot special. Hey, check me out. Bidding on some figs. And they're going to send them out right away. Buy with confidence. They ship with care. You buy them, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, there was a time, Tropical, when I was getting multiple in the house, right? I forgot I ordered it. It came so fast, right? I was like, there's no way that could be. There's no way that could be from the Jays. No way. Right? Boom, there it is, from the Jays. Way too quick, Tropical. Way too quick. Forgot I ordered it. You get what I'm saying, Tropical. You order it, and you're like, there's no way, you know, maybe not forgot I ordered it. It showed up so fast, I didn't think it could be from the Jays. That's what I'm saying, Tropical. Yeah. Not I forgot that I ordered it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just a nice recovery there, Chief.
Well, no, I mean, I want to be clear about that, Tropical. There is one time that I did order something from the Jays that I did forget that I ordered, and it was a Bushwhacker fig. Forgot I ordered it. Pre-ordered it. Had no idea. Oopsie doops. That's on me, right? That's on me. So, Tropical, what do we got for the mission, man? What are we doing? I know it's special. Talk to me about it.
I'm going to start this timer now. So, the last time we did the mission, which has been a few episodes now, we did the Judgment Day 3-pack from WrestleMania 15. We're not straying too far from that. That was I believe 65 overall. Not a great good time.
No.
This is the kind of the opposite of this last experience. This is something incredible. We got tag team packs. There's three tag team packs. We'll start with the Nation of Domination. We've seen these figs before, but you got D'Lo Brown and Mark Henry together. They've got the garb on of the Nation. They've got the patterns, the different things like that they wore in the Nation of Domination. Just tremendous, tremendous work on both of these figs. Very enjoyable. Like, if you're a collector, you know, of this era in particular, like the Jax BCAs, these would be a couple to add for certain.
Yeah, great detail. Fantastic detail on the D'Lo, man. They really kind of hit it out of the park. So we've seen this fig before. And the Henry is awesome. I think the only things that we could possibly do to make these better, and we've said it on all these Nation figs, is make that cap removable, right? The Jerry the King had that the crown that was removable. Make their caps removable. I'm way happier with it. But even as they sit, these are fantastic figs.
Oh, yeah. So we gave both of them, like, D'Lo was an A, Mark Henry was an A-. Again, we've seen all six of these figs. previously. So the grading was a little simpler for us.
Yes.
Know? Like that's always nice. Next we will go, well, the way it's ordered in mine, we're just going to go that way. We've got one Mankind and Al Snow together. Now this Al Snow doesn't contain the accessory,
right?
Which is unfortunate for Al Snow of this time. And one of the drawbacks to me, like the elbow pads with no wrist tape for Al Snow is a miss.
Yeah.
You got the singlet, he had a very simple singlet. You got the singlet almost there. The black, you could have brought it up, but you were painting with just two colors here.
Yeah.
It's the one that drags this line down. Like this particular mission, this is the one that drags it down. It's the Al Snow.
Yeah. And it's not the worst figure you've ever seen in your life for sure. No. But when you're looking at the figures in the line, it is the one that kind of drags it down. And this is one we've looked at before. It is disappointing. They didn't do the kind of the V, you know what I mean? With the trunks that he's got on his, that part kind of bothers me. It's just always going to, hair color is a little bit off. Face is just is a little bit off. It's Al Snow, I guess, but it's not a great representation of him.
Yeah. I mean, it could be generic jobber, number four.
Yep.
If you didn't have Help Me on his head.
Right.
Yep. Kind of thing. But we gave Al Snow a C-. Now, the Mankind, we've been a fan of. We seem to always be a fan of this one. The details on this suit, Kevin's tattoo, the Mankind logo itself, the mask. The big pearly white chompers is the only thing that it's like, if you could dial that down just a tick, this is probably an A-plus figure.
I forgot about the big pearly white chompers, and now I'm looking at it again. I was like, that's right. They just giant pearly whites, man. Good for him. That's wild. It's a great fig, though. It is a great fig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a great fig. I mean, we've loved it. It's got details on the arms beyond what most of these other figs have. So we gave Mankind an A. Now, for the highlight reel of this particular mission, we go to the Headbangers.
Mm-hmm.
If there was one set of figs, in my opinion, that they just crush time and time again, it's these Headbangers. I was very excited when we got the elite forms of these Headbangers, the Mosh and Thrasher here, but these are so much fun. I like that they've got the Headbanger shirt there on Mosh, got the heavy metal shirt on Thrasher. Mm-hmm. So good.
I'm trying to remember what we've talked about this before. Isn't that that's actually a band shirt, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah, I just can't remember. Golly, can't remember who it is on Thrasher. The one thing that I do want to say on the packaging, it says Headbanger Thrash and Headbanger Mosh. Not it's Mosh and Thrasher. Not Thrash. That throws me off. But These look amazing. These are just there's nothing that we can look at and go, let's change that and make these better, right? They're fantastic every way you look at them. Every Headbangers that we've seen, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like they've not. It's like the Headbangers are Teflon, right? Like it's just always going to work. It's always going to work in a fig. What was the other thing with the Headbangers? Oh, I worked a show with the Headbangers, Tropical.
Yeah.
One thing that threw me off about them is that those are some big dudes.
Yeah.
Those are bigger dudes than you think that they would be. And then, you start thinking, the other dudes that they were in the ring with that made them look small, how big are those dudes, right? But for these figs, I mean, they're A-plus. They're A-plus to me, man, through and through, and just well done by Jax.
Yeah, so we gave it was Mosh was an A, Thrasher is an A+. Like that's one of the best face representations. Like everything about it is just we've got roughly 45 seconds to spare. I'll give the grade. So we tallied all this up with Al Snow dragging it down to a 91.2. This is, I believe, either the second or third highest all time that we graded on the mission. Didn't quite get to Series 8 Hasbro, but
not far off.
It was awful close.
Not far off, man. Good job. Good job by them. Good job, Jax. I like it. I like when the Jax grayed out well. I don't know why. Yeah. There's something about, you know, seeing those grayed out nice.
Man, but that is it.
That's the mission brought to you by J&J Figures. JJFigures.com. J&DJ Figures across all social media. Check them out. Go have fun. Go get yourself a fig. Check the back catalog. Check the front catalog. Check the side catalog. Nudie Magazine Day. You know Tropical. Anyways, so what do you want to do next, Tropical? We'll probably talk about we acquired some things, huh?
Yes, we did.
A little bit of trophies. You are finally getting to a point where the office is cleared out a little bit, and you are now able to work on your office, is what I'm understanding, Tropical.
So I've been doing some remodeling, if you will. I took down some shelves that, you know, hey, I've always said if it doesn't speak to me as much anymore, mm-hmm. I'm going to move on from it. But the added to the tag team shelf, kind of updated it, updated my old school wrestling ring over here. Mm-hmm. I had just a bunch of miscellaneous wrestlers that I wasn't sure how to display them, but at the time I wanted to display them. Mm-hmm. Well, that's changed now. Like I ended up getting rid of a few of those in this while compiling them with all of these from Travis. But I put the Heenan family in there, and I'm so excited, like, just to look over, and that's Bobby Heenan. Like, that's,
yeah.
Like, I've got, you know, Arn and Tully, the Red Rooster, King Kong Bundy, Haku, King Harley Race, Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Perfect, Big John Studd, Andre's in the cart. I've got the cart in the ring.
Yeah.
The WrestleMania 3, Andre in the cart with Bobby in the white suit.
That's fantastic.
So I just...
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I've got my JYD over there in the WrestleMania 3 when he got Harley Race's robe. Like, I got that custom robe. So I've got it in the crown. Good times. But did that remodeling. But I added a few things this week besides, you know, getting to move stuff around in here.
Yeah.
Went by and I text you because I was so excited. I haven't pulled one of these in a while. Grabbed a couple of Donruss Elite boxes of the football cards, and managed to snag a autographed Ashton Jeanty rookie card. Like that bad boy right there.
It's a beautiful card, man.
It was a solid box. Like, it was a good time. I cannot complain at all. Nope. I was so excited. Like, I text Kevin immediately because I bought some of the magnetic holders. I was like, you know, I've pulled some really good cards out of this. I'm just going to grab a pack of these while I'm here. The 5-pack of magnetic holders, and they were used.
Good. That's fantastic.
As far as adding to the collection, I did add one big thing. I was just trying to look around and make sure there was nothing that was standing out that I missed, and I don't see anything. So the one big thing, I went by Replay Toys. And I added the, like, it's like an ultra articulated, like, statue slash action type figure of Tormund Giantsbane from Game of Thrones.
I have no idea.
Because everybody said that I look like this guy. He's a big redheaded, like, bearded guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, you look like Tormund Giantsbane. So I added one.
Okay, I got you.
Like, that is, it is okay massive.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? That's fun.
Yeah.
I had some trade-in cash at the store, so I used my money for something to add to the collection. I was looking at a few statues. They didn't have the one I went in there to see.
Yeah.
But I happened to across the Tormund, and it was less than I was going to spend on the other one. So, hey.
That's a win.
Win.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. That's I think I've maybe seen, like, two scenes of Game of Thrones. Just not my thing, man. It's not my thing.
Understand.
Never get into it. I don't know, for whatever reason. Man, I got a couple of things. I got a couple of things, Rob. Thanks to you, I got the Greatest Grudges 92 Warrior and Papa Shango.
I did get those. I forgot about them, but yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. You sent me that text. I was like, oh boy. Click, ad by now. What, you know what I mean? Like, I was ecstatic, man. I love when you do that. That's always a good day when you do that. Like, you send me one, and I'm like, if I get to it in time, I'm like, hell yes, got it, done. And that was a hell yes, got it, done. Fantastic. Even that was one of those ones, too, where Molly even asked me, she goes, what'd you get from the WWE? Because I had the box that they ship it in as a, you know, the WWE box. Mm-hmm. And I ran downstairs and I grabbed it and I brought it upstairs. I showed her. I was like, yeah, I got this for like next to nothing. And she, I think she was like, okay, what's next to nothing? And I was like, no, really. And I told her how much it costs. Thanks to that you being Johnny on the spot with the deal. And she goes, oh, that's a great deal. And I was like, yes. Yes, it is. So, I didn't get that. Do you really need another fig? I got that. That's a great deal. So
that worked out. That's right.
Yeah. I got the, was it Halloween Havoc, Rey Mysterio? The one that we would have got. I think we should just call it the Nitro. Nitro, what was it?
Well, no, that wasn't the Nitro. They've released that one as an elite form, but the Nitro one was his debut match in the pink gear that I think we got in the Legends line or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's fair enough. Is it got the Halloween Havoc? It's a Halloween Havoc, right?
Yes. Yes.
And that's a cool looking fig, man. This cool looking fig. Like I said, I got some work I need to do, but I added that to the collection. I got a handful of figs. I got to break loose and display here. And then the last thing I picked up, Tropical, you're familiar with it, was a new tattoo, man. I love getting new tattoos. Like, that's always just a good time. So added that. Son of a bitch, looks great. One of the things that KT told me, one of the things that we thought about going to what she calls the elbow ditch. Are you familiar with what they call the elbow ditch? Yeah. So I was talking about looking at placement, right? Looking at place. Where are we going to put this new tattoo? And I told her, I said, it's got strong roots to Mexico. So I think I'm going to go, you know, near the Rancho Loco logo. That's my plan. I'm going to go near the Rancho Loco logo. And she goes, yeah, no. And she goes, well, we could put it here. And we looked at it. And she goes, actually, you know what? Let's put it over here because we got other things that we can do right there. And I was like, perfect. I said, what? Is that going to tickle? And she starts laughing. She goes, I've tattooed you a ton. I've never seen you even, like, flinch, so I think you'll be just fine. But, yeah, it tickles a lot of other people when we tattoo them there. So, gotcha. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, Tropical. You don't have one there, do you?
No. No, the worst one I have was there, like, right at the wrist.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the guy was trying to tattoo the floor.
Right.
I think.
Right, yeah.
that one... That's where it stung the most. There's one right here that, like, I didn't even feel it. Like, my wife and I went in for, like, some quick walk-in tattoos.
Yeah.
And she's like, I feel cheated. Like, that guy's so light-handed. Like, I didn't get any of the, you know, the,
right, feeling there. All that, right? I'm with you. I feel you, man. So that'll be good. I got another appointment coming up on the 7th, something like that. So, love getting tattoos, man. I love getting tattoos, especially when you got a tattoo artist like KT, right? And you got a guy like you that's able to put thoughts into creations and man, I appreciate. Yeah. You know how much of your artwork I have on my body, Tropical?
It's a good bit. It's a good bit. Yeah.
It is.
I hate that Zot's. Like what I went through to draw that, I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad how it turned out, but all the processes, because there's like a lot of rough drafts that you did not see. Like trying to get a border. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's so many things that I was like, oh, if Kevin wasn't my friend right now.
Hey, man, I truly appreciate it. And it turned out so amazing. It looks fantastic. It is one of those tattoos that, like, in the office, there's been most people that work with me have went, oh, that looks great. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it turned out perfectly. So, happy about that tattoo, Tropical. Speaking of tattoo, when I was at Rancho Loco on Friday night, and I know we're just, you know, just adding fun, I guess. I was at Rancho Loco last night. There was a guy at the bar because Molly and I, we decided to sit, you know, just hang out at the bar. And while we were sitting there, guy sitting over there leans over and goes, hey, we're here all the time. And he's kind of, you know, kind of chuckled. I'm like, yeah. No, I'm here all the time. Like, I started laughing. He goes, yeah, we've probably been here, you know, 2 times a week, you know, for like the last couple years. And in my head, Tropical, I'm going, there's no way, right? I would have seen somebody, right? We would have crossed paths, and they were not people that you wouldn't notice, right? As I put it that way,
they don't blend in,
right? Yeah. So then he goes, and he's kind of yakking a little bit, and he goes, "What is your favorite restaurant?" And I looked at him and went, "Oh, buddy." And I showed him my Rancho Loco tattoo, and he goes, "Oh,
El Presidente."
Yeah. I don't think you know what tree you're looking up right now, my man. Like,
why don't you go back over there and sit down?
Like, right, yeah. Because he was proclaiming all kinds of, you know, how often. And it's fine. I hope he is. You know what I mean? I hope he does go there twice a week. I just don't know how it's possible I would have never run into him. You know what I mean? Unless his days are like Tuesday and like Sunday. You know what I mean? Like, maybe. That could be. That'd make it. But just seems weird, because I sometimes I do stop in on a Tuesday, Tropical. Sometimes I stop in on a Wednesday. I was there today, right? What do you do? Like, I had a quick lunch, like, had dinner there last night. I'll be going there on Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like, I have plans to go back. Like, it's anyway, so Tropical.
You took J-Bo for his birthday. Like,
I took J-Bo to breakfast for lunch on his birthday.
Oh, okay.
Is that a common thing, Tropical? You do breakfast for lunch or breakfast for dinner?
Well, I mean, not like common, but it's one of those things that, I got no beef with that.
Okay, yeah. It's not bad sometimes. It's not bad sometimes.
Yeah. It's a good little mix-up.
We're off the rails, Tropical. That's where we are right now. What else do we got to do today, man?
I was going to say, we can plug the socials. You can find us on Twitter at Tots Pod. You can find the main channel page at GBW Pods. You find our sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue podcast, as they're winding down WrestleMania 7-8 here. Looking forward to see where they go next, but you can find them at Year of Pod on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at GBW Pods, ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain. There's so many ideas between Toot and Thoughts and Prayers, like for new shirt designs. But I've got to design Kevin another tattoo, so it's one of those things that I've got ideas for Toot that,
get the boat, Toot.
Like, well, it's going to be Toot, but in Skinner's like gear. Like.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's just awesome.
Yeah. Man. That'd be a tag team championship right there. Skinner and Toot.
Oh, 100%.
How are you getting away from Toot?
You ain't.
I laughed, and the Wizards didn't get it, but I saw you laughed your balls off when I said that, because Matt, I don't know if he heard that part. He's like, "All right," like he didn't.
Yeah,
know
he had
who
no idea.
Was.
He has no idea. But, so yeah, and anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, we reference Toot. That is the fictional made up pet of Skinnery, the pet alligator, and that was on the Year of Duke and Rogue Royal Rumble 92 episode, I believe it was. Yeah.
It's easily, like, I laughed and was so entertained by that, like, about Toot. Just it popped me. It hit all the right buttons there. But looking forward to some Thoughts and Prayers. And speaking of Thoughts and Prayers, you know, Ted, you know, buddy. I don't mean it like Kevin, you know, that's appreciate you, Manny. It was great. I actually heard from him a little while ago, you know, just talking back and forth. Great to hear from him. Congrats, you know,
congrats.
Grandpa Manny. Like that's awesome. Hope everybody's doing well there. The Jays, Johnny C, Dougie Nunya, just tremendous, tremendous people. Dan at Flashback Jerseys. I've seen he's posting more and more and like helping people find things for their collection. Like that. It's one of those that I didn't ever think I would ever find this jersey or I could come across this. And he stumbled across them and easy to deal with, easy to work with and just ships with care. He's like the Jays, you know, does a lot of good business there, but I appreciate good people in this collecting community. And, I believe it's Brandon at Kayfabe Toys. Like tremendous dealing with him. Like very, very good communication. Very open. Very like you know, sorting deals. You know, sorting through figures. I know he's very patient. he'll work with you. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely, obviously. Congrats to Manny, 100%, man. It's weird. It's weird getting old, right? It's always just kind of strange to even think about. But congratulations to Manny. Mother effort, Ted, man. Thoughts and prayers all the time. Thoughts every day, man. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers to you, Ted. Keep trucking, Big Daddy, man. Keep it between the ditches. I think that's what they say. Is that trucker lingo? Tropical? Keep.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, see, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm doing. You know, let me get one of these. Thank you, Mother Effort, Ted. The Wizards, man, my guys there. We got Brundlefly, Tony, Double T, myself, live every Monday night, 6 Central, 7 Eastern, probably a different time specifically. And then if you're in Russia, specific time. I'm not really sure, man. I'm still kind of going to try and figure out time, to change time zones. I'll figure it out. I don't know exactly which way I'm going to go with it yet.
That was right up there with on the league, Rafi. You know, he's like, can you read, Rafi? I get by.
Yeah.
Like, how? He's like, red meat stop, green meat go. Yellow's the other one.
Yep. Makes sense. So, golly, was there something else, Tropic? I have no idea, man. It's been a week. It's been a week. It's been a day. So how about this, Tropic? We'll just fold this one up, huh?
Yeah.
We'll fold this one up for today. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us, taking the time, talking about some figs, kicking our wives off the lawn. Well, one of us kicking the wife off the lawn, the other one being a nutless coward that's afraid of his wife. And take it easy, lady. So
I'll be texting Molly the next episode of Wizards.
Like, yeah.
Hey, after the commercial break, can you like Pearl Harbor him one more time?
All the good fun, brother. All the good fun. I don't know, Tropical. We'll probably put a. Let's just. I don't know what to do now. Just say it's over, I guess. Yes. I'm just having fun now, Tropical.
Oh, yeah.
Just to say it's over, I guess, right? Yeah. Done with it.
Be done with it, you know, yeah. Off the lawn, you know, off the lawn, frozen
yeah.
lawn.
Frozen lawn, yeah, whites, kids, all of them. You know, all of them. So, anyway, sir. Well, no, whoa, take it easy, Bob. Not like that. Jumping, Jesus, I got to get off of this. So with that, Tropical, everybody be good to one another. Take care of another one and support one another, man. Thoughts and prayers, everybody.